Tuesday marked the release of This May Be the Last Time on DVD. Last week, we discussed the genesis of the project, which, among other things, explores the melding of cultures and music. Today, we'll look at the centerpiece of the film, the Muscogee Creek Hymns. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. This May Be the Last Time incorporates a variety of representative anecdotes to illustrate the practice and origins of the Muscogee Creek hymns. To help explain the latter, Harjo introduces Dr. Hugh Foley, a fine arts instructor and Native American history professor at Rogers State University in Claremore. Foley says the Muscogee Creek hymns are one of the untold stories in American music.
Now we're talking about a pre-removal music that happened in the early 1800s and was a combination of African spirituals, Muscogee words, and perhaps some influences from their ceremonial songs, and then all that being started by the Scottish missionaries who bring in Christianity in their own singing style. And all three of those merge into what we now know as Muscogee Creek hymns, which are a unique musical product in American and world music history.
The connection shared by the Muscogee Creek hymns and other cultures Foley mentioned was initially missed by Yale professor Willie Ruff, an African-American who, like Sterling Harjo, was curious about his cultural heritage. And were it not for the following May 2005 story, which aired on Morning Edition, the Muscogee Creek connection might have remained lost to the world.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week, academics have been tracing the history of a unique musical tradition. It's called congregational line singing. You can hear it among Appalachian whites, Mississippi blacks, and Scottish Highlanders. A conference at Yale University is exploring that music, and so is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Line singing is essentially a call and response format.
Perhaps one of the most complicated and intriguing forms of call and response.
Sweet angels beckon me away. Sweet angels.
Yale music professor Willie Ruff is the host of the conference. He says there are no instruments, no hand clapping, no stomping in line singing. The leader sings or presents the first line.
And the congregation then will respond in a very elaborate and very much embroidered working out where there's this long dirge-like transaction with every syllable being given several notes.
Ruff, an African-American, was familiar with line singing from his childhood in Alabama. He heard it in his family's missionary Baptist church and later in the Delta's primitive Baptist churches.
After hearing Ruff's story on NPR, a confidant of Dr. Foley's put him and the Yale professor in touch. The two began to compare the similarities between the Muscogee Creek hymns and African American spirituals. Ruff decided he had to hear the hymns for himself.
He came out to Oklahoma and I took him to our church so he could hear the songs. He realized something was going on there, and he said, we need to have another conference. So he put everything together for us to go. So they had the blacks from Alabama, Sipsey River, I believe, Alabama, the whites from eastern Kentucky, and us, a group of American Indian, Muscogee Creek singers from Oklahoma, to go there and sing and share and see what we had in common and what was different and so forth. And so that's kind of how that happened.
This May Be the Last Time picks up the story from the second international conference on line singing, capturing on film each of the representative cultures' similarities and unique traits as represented by those in attendance. Hugh Foley.
What was really interesting was just to hear the different expressions based on the cultural traditions that each group has and had, because each one still does it a little bit differently. But, for instance, we could hear some of the melodies we sing and some of the melodies being sung by the other groups and vice versa.
Foley says this intertwining of African-American, Native American, and European Christian influences explains the title of Harjo's documentary, This May Be the Last Time, as Foley likens it as a song that connects these influences through its own evolution.
Then the song goes forward in the black music world as a spiritual, and then as a gospel song, and then the Staple Singers have a hit with it, and then it's borrowed in part by the Rolling Stones for Last Time.
Sterling Harjo's documentary, This May Be the Last Time, is out now on DVD. A week-long screening at Tulsa's Circle Cinema begins Friday, November 21st. The Native Crossroads Film Festival will be showing the documentary on Wednesday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the Sam Noble Museum in Norman. The event is free and open to the public. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page. Look for Indian Times.